stop for trees of New England. All along the trail are trees of all kinds in different shapes and sizes. This small section of forest has an amazing variety of trees, including pine, maple, ash, and oak. The abundance of hard and soft wood trees contributed to the growth of the New England economy in colonial times. Everything from crates to houses and ship masts to farm tools could be made from lumber harvested from woods like this one. At the same time, clearing the land of trees made room for farmland. At the time the first European settlers arrived, New England was covered by woodlands like this. As the number of people and their need for lumber and land grew, most of the forests were cleared to become fields. Over time, as our economy has shifted away from agriculture, nature has reclaimed the fields and sowed a new crop of trees. This landscape bears the signs of past agricultural use in the types of trees growing here now, with hardwoods having overtaken conifers in a process known as forest succession. On the other side of the trail from this marker, an enormous white pine tree rises above the forest canopy. With your back to the fence, walk about 5 feet and then reach out and feel the trunk. Can you reach your arms all the way around it? This type of tree, a large pine surrounded by trees of other varieties, is known as a wolf pine. Imagine a solitary wolf standing tall on the horizon, looming over all other animals in the forest, and you will have a sense of the majesty that these trees bring to the landscape. As you travel to the next stop, enjoy the many smells and textures that can be found all along this trail. In addition to the pines and oaks, maple trees are also common in this area and provide us with one of New England's tastiest crops. Do you know what food we get from maple trees? That's right, maple syrup. We're not sure exactly how people figured out that the sap that flows from the roots to the buds of maple trees in the spring can be made into a sweet treat. If you tasted the sap yourself, you would probably think it was just water. But when the sap is boiled for a long time, the water evaporates, and what is left is the maple sugar. We do know that Native Americans, who lived here long ago, gathered sap in birch buckets and boiled it by dropping in hot rocks from their fires. Today, we use metal buckets to collect sap, and then use a combination of a wood-fired evaporator and our kitchen stove to boil and finish our own Drumlin Farm maple syrup.